Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your partner through sexuality, specifically the 360 phase, putting it all together. This is part of a heavily revised tantra that I wrote about in the book Make Love Every Day, and we're going to be talking about this part of that tantra. This is not really any part of what you would call traditional Eastern tantra practices. This is a completely kind of new revised form. What we're seeking is a deeper connection between two people. And that transcendence comes from deep connection. And we're going to be diving more into that. Before we do, quick shout out to new listeners in Dallas, Texas. Thank you for this connection. So glad to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the links in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. So let's talk about putting it all together. So over the course of following this new tantra, you've worked on a lot of things. First, you focused on your own physical enjoyment and that of your partner. Then you focused on different levels of orgasm and exploring that specifically. Then you focused on your energy and your partner's energy. And lastly, you explored the idea of the divine within you both, these concepts of divine masculine and divine feminine, and seeing the divine in each other as manifest in the world. So if you're not caught up on any of those aspects, go back and listen to those episodes or read the book on that and check that out. So once you have all these kind of pieces of it, now we want to put it all together. So each element is now in your practice, physical, energetic, and divine. You see and understand your partner on a deep level and on a high level too. You can read and interpret their every sound, their every breath, their every movement. You can sense when to hold space and when they are holding space for you. You each express yourself, and you're growing into your own full humanity and your own purpose. And yes, it's about all the things. Sex is now about a lot more than sex. In reality, it always has been, but now you recognize that. Sex is a practice field. It's a laboratory in which we connect to our partners and become ourselves. The practice in this phase is to put it all together, the physical, the energetic, and the divine. Now, in your time with your partner, take moments to enjoy your physical sensations and theirs, your energy movement and theirs. Fully connected energy, and we've seen that in the previous exercises. And spend some moments reveling in the divine. Now for a challenge, allow your own divine nature to experience this connection through you both. You as divine experiencing the physical and the energy, and experiencing your partner's divine nature. surrender in the moment to your inner God or goddess. Witness the dance. Shiva and Shakti. The divine reveling in being human, seeking to understand itself. Joy, love, and connection. Well, that's a lot to keep track of, but no worries. The ability to focus on all three, physical, energetic, and divine, at the same time, it comes naturally. See, first you focused on the physical, and then you added in the energetic. You didn't stop focusing on the physical. You added in the energetic with it. And then you added in the divine. You didn't stop focusing on the physical and the energy. You added in a new attention to the divine and the divine nature. I will bet you never really ignored the physical. It was always there. You just built each new skill on the others. The key here, as with so much of life, the key is not a doing, but an allowing. It's about getting out of the way of experience. Allowing the divine to move through you. Allowing the awareness of physical and energetic and divine all at once. Don't try. Allow. Allow the natural evolution of your practice to happen, because that is where it will go. This concept of trying or doing versus allowing. Let's talk about this for a minute, because it affects every aspect of your being. And to allow is not necessarily to not do, right? When we say the word allow, it sounds like this is a passive or receptive thing, that we're allowing something to happen to us. But it can also be that you are allowing action through you, right? So you can allow yourself to take action. You can allow action to happen by you or through you. You can, you know, as they'll say, get out of your own way, right? You can allow yourself to do anything. But in that action, there's a difference between pushing an action or allowing the action to happen naturally, right? You can struggle, and that is human consciousness forcing an action, or you can allow and flow, and that is God consciousness functioning through you to take the action, right? And it doesn't matter what the action is. The action might be experiencing moments with your partner, or the action might be walking the dog, or the action might be building a structure or creating a piece of art or even something as mundane and everyday as typing up an email at work. And that one is so mundane and everyday. Let's actually focus on that. You can approach that same task, that same doing, that same reaching out with action by having, if you do that through the human consciousness, you're writing an email. You're like, it's just an email. Yes, but how did you feel when you were doing that? Was this, did it feel somewhat forced? Did it feel like you had to work to figure out what to type? Or did it feel like you were flowing in the moment and the right words for that email were coming through you and you just typed it up and it was easy and it was correct and it was what you wanted to express? So you can take action by two very different ways. You can take action, which is a doing, a trying, a pushing, or you can take action, which is an allowing the flow to come through you. And this is the difference that we're talking about here. So in this context of your relationship with your beloved, it's an allowing. Because at this point, when you get to this 360 phase and you're putting it all together, you have all the pieces there. And let's review this in terms of, you can think of it as akin to the chakras from the root up. You have built trust. You have built safety. You have built grounding. You have explored sexuality as a means of mutual creativity and mutual expression and mutual individuality and celebrating each other's independent will and sense of self. You have formed deeper love and compassion and understanding. You have come to a point where you can express anything and be celebrated for your truth, for expressing your truth, both of you. And to the point where you are exploring purpose together and future together and creating something beautiful that you want to build together, a life together, and oneness and divinity and all of these things. But there is this last little bit where you have to let go. Let go of what? Let go of your baggage. Let go of your past. Let go of their past. Let go. Just let go and allow the divine to operate through you both. And allow the energy to move. And allow the connection to deepen. Right? It's a letting go of fear of the future. It's a letting go of fear of pain. Letting go. And what does that mean? It's like treading water in the pool, but you're still hanging on to the side. And you have to let go. And allow yourself to go under. But I'll drown. Oh, you'll drown in love. It's a pretty good way to be. That's a lot of heavy homework for now. So sit with that. Think on that. Follow the links in the show notes and let me know how that's going for you. And as always, I'm wishing you and your partner, Purna Asati, complete connection.